It's time now for How You Built That. And this week's story starts back in 2016 during a 6-year drought in California.
Restaurants were actually not even serving drinking water unless asked in an effort to save water.
This is Dylan Wolf, and Dylan grew up in Los Angeles. And during the drought, he just assumed that everyone was trying as hard as possible to conserve water. But then, one day, he heard from a friend who worked at a restaurant.
He called me one day after work, and he's like, "You would not believe this, but we're not serving drinking water, but in the kitchen, we're just running water for 7 hours a day, defrosting frozen food."
And when Dylan heard this, he was totally shocked.
In that time, about 1,000 gallons of water is going down the drain.
So Dylan started Googling around, and he found out that in the restaurant world, there are strict health codes about how you're supposed to defrost your food. And yeah, running cold water is one of the recommended ways to do it. But for Dylan, this became kind of an obsession. Whenever he went out to a restaurant, he would ask if they were using gallons of cold water to defrost their meat and fish.
They would kind of not admit to it, and then later in the conversation come around and be like, "Yeah, it's like kind of a dirty little secret, but that's how we do it."
So Dylan started to wonder if there was a better way to defrost frozen food that didn't waste so much water. Now, he isn't an engineer, but he is the kind of guy who likes to tinker and solve problems. So he started to work on this kind of big tub that could recirculate cold water.
We needed a pump, and we needed some sort of thermostatically controlled function that would automatically shut off when the water reaches 68 degrees.
Because in order to prevent bacteria, the water has to stay below 70 degrees. So Dylan started to sketch out a design.
And so I found a prop house in North Hollywood that helped me build out our first prototype of how it would work.
To be clear, a movie prop house that specialized in things made of acrylic.
So we created this dual container system where one container sits within the other, and the water basically flows from one to the other in this continuous recirculation.
So just to recap, a self-contained system where no water is going to go down the drain. Anyway, Dylan brought the prototype home from the prop house. He put some frozen fish into the acrylic tub, and then he turned it on.
It created a sound of like a relaxing fountain. I had salmon that were just kind of floating around in there and being agitated by the pump, which is by design. Our patent attorney at the beginning called it a meat jacuzzi.
A meat jacuzzi.
He did float that out there as a potential official name, meat jacuzzi.
Anyway, now came the hard part, actually finding someone to manufacture the product.
A lot of people were very supportive of our mission and our product, but if we weren't going to do 7 figures for them the first 6 months, then it wasn't worth their time.
It took Dylan a full year to make a product he could actually sell, and by the middle of last year, he started to pitch it.
A lot of it was essentially door-to-door. We would go to restaurants, we would ask to talk to their executive chef.
And actually, one of his first customers was a very high-end sushi restaurant that uses a lot of flash frozen fish.
In the first month of use, they saved almost $2,000 on their water bill.
Dylan now has a partner on the marketing side, and they're piloting their defrosters in a few major restaurants and even in some supermarkets.
And now that we have these really incredible established restaurants and grocery store chains using something that I created, it is a bit surreal, and it's really exciting.
Dylan and his partner Brett call the device Conserve Water Food Defroster. And if you're trying to spell conserve water, just leave out all the vowels. If you want to find out more about Conserve Water or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.